Game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Get your school on the network now. Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long. Thank you, Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Tonight by Cricket Wireless. Smile, you're on Cricket. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet and Ty Bailey on the phone tonight. 601-401-6867. Chris Saxon producing, and glad to have everyone listening tonight across the state. Let's just go ahead and jump into the scores. Ray Coleman is on deck to talk about that Clinton-Brandon game, but let's go ahead and get everybody, you know, they're just now getting out of the restaurant.
That's right.
Getting in their cars, and so cranking that car radio up on MPB Think Radio. So give me the scores. What do we got?
Okay, Russ, I'll go through some of them. Aberdeen beat Calhoun City tonight 6-0. A Thursday night game, Tylertown over Brookhaven 32-22. It was Caledonia over Holly Springs 53-6 was the final there in that game. Pontotoc beat Choctaw County 10-8. It was, Brandon beat Clinton 31-24 was the final in that game. Noxapater edged Coffeyville 13-12. Tupelo shut out Corinth 56-0. It was Crystal Springs over Jefferson County 45-6. Boonville over East Union 31-21. Enterprise Clark shut out Mize 35-0. It was Warren Central edging Germantown 27-24. Hancock shut out Greene County 37-0. It was Smithville also shutting out Hamilton 31-0. Horn Lake beat Courtlake Cormorant 27-14. D'Iberville beat Jefferson Davis County 27-7. It was Laurel edging Mendenhall 24-21. Live Oak, Louisiana over Pearl River Central, 35-34. Louisville beat Columbus by the score of 29-7. Madison Central defeated Northwest Rankin, 38-7. McGee over Florence, 23-7. It was West Lauderdale edging Meridian, 45-42. Terry over Murrah, 31-19. Myrtle beat Thrasher, 47-7. North Pike over Franklin County, 35-12. Northeast Jones beat Perry Central, 26-7. It was Ocean Springs winning over George County, 51-28. Wayne County beat Pascagoula, 42-20. Picayune, 35. Gulfport, 21. Puckett over West Lincoln, 35-21. Newton beat Quitman, 30-24. Raleigh over Taylorsville, 44-7. It was Nettleton beating Saltillo, 40-33. Sebastopol over Pisgah, 36-19. Houston over Shannon, 49-6. A few other scores. Leak Academy beat Union, 48-13. It was Starkville beating Olive Branch, 38-7. Raymond over Velman Jackson, 26-12. Walnut defeated Middleton, Tennessee, 30-0. It was West Point over Noxubee County, 38-19. A couple of MAIS scores that we can give you. Park Place Christian defeated East Rankin, 41-8. It was Greenville St. Joe over Indianola, 32-14. Hartsville Academy beat PCS, 42-14. Heritage over South Pontotoc, 42-21. Jackson Prep beat Lamar School, 51-14. Jackson Academy defeated Madison St. Joe, 35-14. And MRA defeated Simpson Academy, 42-7.
Before we go to Ray, Noah, what team does Day and Bilbo play on? This young man tonight, he just gave me this note. Day and Bilbo had 57 carries in the game for 340 yards and 5 touchdowns? That is unbelievable. 57 carries in a ball game. We'll have to find out who he plays.
I'm looking at your phone there, but I can't make that out, so I'm not sure who that is.
But, who?
Van Cleve and Moss Point. That was the game.
Okay. Oh, Van Cleve and Moss Point.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to check on that
one. Yeah, we'll straighten that out.
Let's go to Ray Coleman, who joins us now. Ray, it's so good to have you back on, my friend, and what a ball game you had tonight.
Yeah, man, it was the ball game of the night, and it literally came down to the last second. One of the more exciting games that I've covered with the Clinton Arrows. Unfortunately, they're not on the winning side of it, man, but just an exciting night in the city of Brandon as the Bulldogs scored literally on the last meaningful play of the game.
So now Clinton's 1-2, and you know, you hear this phrase, Ray, thrown around a lot. Hey, we're the best the best 3-5 team in the state. You know, Clinton's still a pretty good football team, even though they're 1-2. But their schedule is just brutal.
Yeah, that's just the name of the game, man. For one, when you play in 6A football, because even in your preseason schedule, you still have to face dogs. In this case, Brandon Bulldogs. But yeah, man, it doesn't get any easier. They got a bye week coming up, and then they roll right into that regional schedule where they play against Germantown, one of the best backs in all of America. So that's just the name of the game. And then you talk about Starkville, Tupelo. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't stop. So no rest for the weary, kind of like that young man who had 57 carries y'all was just talking about.
Can you imagine that, Ray? 57 carries in a ball game.
Look, when I heard it, man, I said, you know, his parents should just go ahead and tell him to sleep in tomorrow, no Saturday chores, because that's what I call being a bell cow toting the rock, man. That is impressive in itself.
Well, let's talk about Clinton for a minute now. This is a team in transition from players that are gone from last year?
It is, but they still have talent. I think what you see with this Clinton squad is this, man. They really are 2 to 3 plays away from being undefeated. And I know that's an if, right?
Right.
But we're talking about 2 points on the road versus Ocean Springs and double overtime where you lose 45-44.
Don't you go for two in that ball game?
I'm sorry, say again?
Don't you go for two in that ball game that you lost at Ocean Springs?
Yeah. So we went for two, right? We went for two in that one. And that's what, just one of those things where Judd believes in his guys that they can get it done. They dominate against Northwest Rankin, and then you play against what I feel is a really, really good Brandon Bulldogs team. I know they just got their first victory versus Clinton, but they showed a lot of grit, man, and their coaching staff believes in that team. They went for it on countless fourth downs, came out of halftime with an onside kick to steal the momentum back after Clinton had kind of taken that at halftime. So it's nothing to really, you know, hang your heads about if you're the Clinton Arrows. You just have to understand now that is what it's going to take every single week, because it's not going to get easier. For me, giving credit to Brandon, I still say that there are four or five better teams in 6A football, and I just think they happen to be in the same region as the Clinton Arrows.
Yeah, I agree totally. That whole 6A region, Ray, I mean, we've seen that the last two or three years, what, come down to the last game of the season to determine who goes.
Yeah.
You know, we got...
No, it's tough, man. It's tough. Like I said, the teams that you're talking about, your Oxford, your Tupelos, your Starkville, Matt, I mean, these are the teams that are perennial powers in 6A football, so it's never going to be a week off. So if you're thinking, oh, I get to take a breath, well, your breath is going to be the bye week. After that, good luck.
So we won't hear from you next week, but you know, Jared Schatz is getting ready to call in, and he does the Warren Central play-by-play, and what a big win that's is for them tonight over Germantown.
Yeah. Look, one thing about Warren Central, they're always going to be well coached, and they're always going to be ready to compete. For Clinton, we don't get a chance to play them this year. That's kind of like one of my favorite games, because no matter the caliber of talent, the effort is always going to be there. Huge win by the Vikings.
Yeah, George and I have done plenty of games over with Clinton and Warren Central in that stadium down there. And I forget what game it was. I think it was Jamie Creel got carried out on a piece of plywood. They hit down there. It's a great atmosphere because the bands, you know, even stay after the game and you know, they play once on, the other team play. It's a great atmosphere down there, and I can understand why why you enjoy calling Clinton. What are you going to do on a bye week next week?
Well, man, I actually mapped it out pretty well. I don't give myself a lot of credit on things, but I took vacation from a full-time job just to make sure that I could do a little bit of nothing. So my wife and I were celebrating 10 years of marriage today, actually. So we're just going to take the entire week to just kind of hang out and just be with each other, man, and love on each other.
Well, that's the way that, I tell you what, you can't put it any better than that, Ray, and I'm certainly glad that you're going to be able to have the time to do that. Thank you so much, because I know what your full-time job is, and it's a job, and you do a great job at it. But we appreciate you calling in and giving us a heads up on that. Enjoy your week next week, and we'll talk to you on the other side of that of next week.
Absolutely, man. Glad to be with y'all as always.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Coleman, the voice of the Clinton Arrows. All right, it was Moss Point 47, Van Cleve 35, Dalen Bilbo.
Okay.
57 carries, 340 yards, and 5 touchdowns. I don't have any words for that.
Does he play for Moss Point?
I think he plays for Moss Point.
Okay.
Oh, he plays for Van Cleve, and they lost.
Yeah. Well, you know, 57 carries, you think about in a high school game, you're not going to have that many offensive plays.
No.
I mean, in a college game, you might get 80 plays in. In a high school game, to get 60-65 plays is a lot.
It's a push.
He must have carried the ball every single time they had the ball.
But it's pretty easy to figure out what the game plan is.
Yeah, give it to him.
Yeah, but they lost.
I know.
That is why.
But he had a big game.
Yeah, we're gonna. I'll tell you what. I'll make a point to call that coach now and get him on next week. That is something else.
That's 30, phenomenal.
35 points, which means he scored five
touchdowns.
That's all they got. And Moss Point had 47, so a rough night there.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna take a timeout, and when we come back we'll go back to the telephones. Also, Joel Norris will be in to talk 8-man football. We'll find out what happened there. A big story tonight in 8-man football, and we're glad to have you on the Scoreboard show tonight. We'll take a timeout and be back with more Friday night under the lights in a moment.
started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for non-stop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Under the Lights, I'm Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Glad to have you wherever you're watching or listening from today, and tonight rather, and tonight's show made possible by Malone Roofing, and glad to have that. Also, you're listening on MPB Think Radio. Big thanks to Jason Klein over there at MPB for making sure that this show goes across the state of Mississippi, and I mean it's everywhere, and we're glad to have everyone listening in tonight, including Jared Schatz, who called the Warren Central game. And Jared joins us now. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Russ, how are you guys? Good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. You know, I had a chance to listen to you call a couple of those games last year on the state championships. And, boy, you did a great job, Jared. You did a great job with the play-by-play down there.
Well, Russ, I appreciate it. You know, everybody in Mississippi learns from the best, the godfather of play-by-play in high school football, and that being yourself, sir.
I don't know. I'll have to check with the family on that.
All right, now, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate it. You did an excellent job. I can't wait to handle it again this year. You had a barn burner tonight, and you guys beat a good – first of all, where was the game?
The game was on Highway 27 tonight at Robert Morgan Field. It was the home opener for Warren Central. And guys, it was like four games in one. It was just a wild night. Hats off to Germantown. I mean, those guys came in, and Branson Robinson did not play tonight, guys. He was in the jersey, but he had the warm-ups on, no shoulder pads, which was kind of a shocker because Warren Central, obviously, that was key number one with the zone in on the five-star running back. He was out, and let me tell you, Germantown also had two linebackers that were out, so they were banged up. They came into this ball game banged up. But you could not have told, guys. I mean, it's 17-5 entering the fourth quarter. They were outstanding. Warren Central could not get anything going offensively. Really did not have an identity tonight, guys, going into the ballgame. They were 2-0, but really when they matched up against Germantown, it was one of those things where they really had to find themselves, and it's not a good place to be in, but they were able to chip away in the second half. They went back and forth. Warren Central ended up going, they went up in the ballgame 20-17. Germantown would answer on the next drive with an 82-yard touchdown strike. Warren Central would then get the football with one last possession, down 24-20. Or excuse me, they were down 24-20. They would end up winning the ballgame. 27-24, excuse me. Germantown went up 24-20. So basically, Warren Central had the football, and they had one last play. There were 5 seconds on the clock. They had a fourth and goal, and they throw one up for the end zone. Trey Hall comes down with it after a quarterback change on the last three drives. They brought in the junior quarterback. He came in. How Warren Central walked out with the win, they're going to shake their heads about it tonight, but it was an outstanding performance.
Well, and you said they made a quarterback change. Is that because they were not moving the football?
They weren't moving the football at all, Russ. 17-5 at halftime. It was one of those where the defense kept them in the ball game long enough. They were able to get some stops. Germantown would drive it down deep. You know how Josh Morgan's defenses are. They're able to really stiffen up down there. They held the Germantown to a couple field goals down there. Really just an all-out effort. The defense played well long enough to get the offense the spark. They bring in the junior, and he comes in, Jack Wright, off the bench. Added the spark. They scored on their final three drives after really, I would say, it didn't have the stats in front of me, probably 70, 80 yards of total offense. There just wasn't much clicking at all.
Wow. But they come out with a win, and that's what matters. Now, you know, you've been doing this Viking thing for some time now, and they've had some dominant teams, Jared. Is this a dominant team, or is one that we still don't know much about?
Well, I think by adding the spark, Jack Wright really he really provided an identity tonight. I think Warren Central found their identity. They want to run the football. They always have. But they did not have that vertical stretch in the passing game. I wouldn't say dominant. They're very good on defense at every level, have some key returners at every level of the defense, on the defensive line, at linebacker, and in the secondary, but very young on that side of the football. They're good enough on that side. D-line, probably not as deep as they want to be. On offense, with Jack Wright running the show, they have a dominant offensive line. They just needed a passing game to help the young quarterback out, or running game to help the young quarterback out, obviously. And he's able to convert on some plays down the field. He hit his tight end several times at the end of that ball game. I think they have found something going into the bye week they can work with. And then number one, Oak Grove comes to town in 2 weeks, so that's going to be a fun game. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the bye week. There's not going to be a lot of film on this offense with Jack Wright running the thing, and Oak Grove's really going to – I mean, they're a great football team. They're going to sling it all over the yard, but I think Warren Central has found a spark 2 weeks away from Oak Grove.
Should be a good one. Enjoy your week off next week. You might want to go watch that Oak Grove Greenville Christian game.
Yeah, you know, I say number one. They better watch out. I tell you what.
Those guys are for real.
I'm so glad I saw that one scheduled. That's one I'm going to just prop back and watch. No doubt.
Hey, Jared, thank you so much, my friend, for calling and being a part of our show. The fact that you take time out of your schedule to call us makes this show better, and we really do appreciate it. Be sure to give my best to Coach Morgan.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you, Rose.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Granny's on the phone for
Leak
Academy and Union.
Well, you mentioned Leak Academy played Union, and we never know where Granny's going to be on a Friday night. Never know.
And he doesn't know until the week off.
But he joins us on the phone here on Friday night under the lights. Granny, how are you, my friend?
Hey,
Hey, Russ, what about George?
All right, man.
So man, yeah, I got out of town. I hit the road. And I went to Leak Academy tonight.
And they've got a good program over there, don't they?
I tell you what, they have got a great program. You know, Brian Pickens, their coach.
Right.
They are a very organized team. They know what they're doing on every play. That's a beautiful stadium over there. And I tell you what, they fill that place up every night.
Well,
place was full tonight.
I bet it was, you know, and you gotta hunt for it now to find it.
Yeah, that's right. You got it took me a while, but I found it, and it's a beautiful stadium. And, you know, Leak Academy's got a quarterback. His name is Atkinson. He threw four touchdowns, and he run for another one. And he likes to go over the top. He threw one for about 50, but he likes to go over the top a lot. And their offense is well organized. I was impressed with their offense, and they got up 27-13 at halftime. And Union didn't score the second half. It was 48-13 final.
You know, the reason I really like having you on because is like George was saying, you never know where you're going to be next week. We don't know where you're going to be. But you're the kind of person that just loves high school football, and it doesn't matter where the game is. You just want to go take a good game in.
Yeah, that's right. You know, just go see people and watch a good ball game and find some new players that I hadn't seen, find some new teams I hadn't seen, and talk to a few coaches.
Well, you do a good job at it, Granny. We appreciate Brian Grantham giving us a buzz. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your college football tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, George, what's
well, you know, I was going to throw in one thing. I remember going to Leak Academy years ago. I mean, literally years ago. And what the thing I most remember about the football game there was they had the greenest grass I've ever seen in my life. It's like they poured pure nitrogen on the stuff, and it was just a brilliant green and thick as it could be. But that's what I remember.
Slowed the running backs down.
Well, I mean, it was. I've always.
But
had
you got to hunt for that place.
Yeah,
it's off the beaten path.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were talking. Reed and I were talking last couple of weeks ago about Velma Jackson.
Same thing.
It's just it's there. When you get there, it's a nice school. But I mean, it's out there.
I guarantee you, if we called 100 people right now that follow high school football and ask them where Velma Jackson is and where they play,
yeah,
94 of them wouldn't know.
No, it's a little bit west of Camden. They'll tell you something.
It's out there. Wow. Camden,
yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah,
it's
out there.
Take us to a break with some, go over some scores.
All right, let's see. Well, speaking of Velma Jackson, they played Raymond tonight. Raymond came out on top 26-12. Vicksburg beat Canton 46-0. It was West Point over Noxubee County by the score of 38-19. Starkville beat Olive Branch 38-7. I don't think we've given this one. Strayhorn over Ashland, 20-14 was the final there. On Thursday night, East Webster shut out Vardaman 33-0. Let's see. Scott Central defeated Newton County 36-13. South Panola, you know.
They're rolling.
South Panola, look out for them. They defeated Cordova, Tennessee tonight 42-6. East Central over South Pike 27-0. It was Newton defeating Quitman 30-24. Poplarville shut out Lumberton 23-0. Picayune over Gulfport 35-21 was the final in that game. Oak Grove shut out Hattiesburg 27-0. Ocean Springs won for the third time this year. They defeated George County 51-28. And it was Wayne County defeating Pascagoula 42-20.
Yeah, you mentioned East Central. You remember, I think it was last year, they had the female place kicker.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And did she go play college ball?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, she did ABC News the next morning.
Yeah.
Talking to us.
Yeah.
She kicked the extra point that won the ball game. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
Let's find out what happened to her. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, Joel Norris is going to talk a little Crazy H. We're also going to be talking to about Pearl's, probably Greg Flynn, about the Pearl Pirates. Got a lot left to the show. George will bring you up to date on all the scores from around the state of Mississippi. We will take a timeout and be back with more Friday night under the lights.